Welcome to Echoes from the Empire.
Hello everybody, my name is Morten Morgan. Today is Tuesday the 2nd of May 1959. Welcome to Radioactive News. Serious, fast and competent. We go on with our topic of the week, special people with special stories. This time is the beautiful Miss Rihanna who is with us. She is from Lahore and works as AIA. Today she tells us her story. So hello to you. I have heard you didn't get the permission to travel to London.
Yes, you're right. I came to the British consulate as one of the so-called Tuesday women to apply for a British passport in order to join my fiancé Mustafa Dar in London. My parents wanted me to do this, although he's much older than me and I haven't seen him in years.
Are you disappointed now?
Oh no, I can't say that I am disappointed at this point, because I decided to give wrong answers to the questions I was asking my interview there.
So it was your intention not to get the permission?
No, that's not quite correct. At first I wanted to comply with the request of my parents because I love them and they only wanted to provide me with security by marrying me off to Mustafa, so I could live in London. However, when I arrived at the consulate and an old man, Muhammad Ali, wanted to give me a wrong passport, I began to think about my whole situation and my whole life. So I decided that my life in Pakistan is preferable to an uncertain future in Britain.
Why don't you want to live in London? If you think of the living conditions, you will certainly admit that a life in London would be superior to your life in Pakistan, won't you?
I don't think so. On the one hand, I feel very comfortable in my homeland and I love my job as a Yahweh with three good boys. On the other hand, there's a man who's a stranger to me. In my opinion, these are enough reasons to stay away from England.
So you cannot identify with the other Tuesday women?
That is hard to say. I understand all the Tuesday women who want to immigrate to England because many of them are living under poor circumstances without a hope for future here in Pakistan. England provides opportunities for a better life because of a better labor market, higher wages, higher living standards and sometimes wealthy husbands. In my opinion, it could be possible that my situation differs a bit from the problems of the most Tuesday women. The wish to have a lovely life in the land I am born dominates the possibility to live in Britain, you know. Also, by talking to Muhammad Ali, I also realized how hard it would be to live with being stereotyped in a country where I would be a minority. I've heard stories of other women whose main objective was to receive permission to enter Britain. In my opinion, this man thought that this also had to be true for me, and therefore it would be my only chance to live a fulfilled life.
You know, your outward appearance influences other people, like Ali, who you've already mentioned. Would you say that is a remarkable quality you have?
Oh, thank you. I feel a bit flattered. Generally, I think as a young woman, you know how to benefit when dealing with men. However, beauty is a matter of opinion, and in my opinion, beauty is not a remarkable quality which I have and other women don't.
Okay, to me you sound like a strong, confident person. Have you also got good advice for other women with the same fate?
It is my wish to be a role model for others. Everyone should live where he likes best. I think many women in Pakistan will be disappointed by England because of racism. In today's world, it should be possible for every woman to make her own choice in terms of home, job and partner. Finally, I want to encourage all women, please, live your dreams and fight back against depression and arranged marriage. If somebody wants you to do what they want, run. Do what you deem right.
So that's a good concluding sentence, I think. As the saying goes, good advice is rarer than rubies. We go on with music, and it only remains for me to add, thank you, my dear Miss Rihanna. It was a pleasure to speak to you here. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Morgan.
Thanks for listening to Echoes from the Empire.